No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Okay. Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to an abbreviated version. And when I say abbreviated, my Lord, do I mean abbreviated. We are out of 10 minutes. Edition of the Adam Carriker Show. So we're going to light this candle. We're going to go quick. We're going to go fast. All right, right out the gate. Jake, you're looking at the academically ranked 18 universities in the Big Ten. Obviously, we're going to talk softball and a smidge of baseball here in a minute before we get out of here. Nebraska's ranked 18th out of the 18 academic universities in the Big Ten. Now, I know we're the only non-AAU college in the Big Ten. Is that it? In your opinion, is it simply just that? Is there more to this that I'm missing?
That would be a big part of it. I know that's always been part of the conversation, but just kind of looking at, so they've not only got the Big Ten ranked here, and this is from Yahoo News here. This past year in 2024, Nebraska was ranked 159th of all colleges, now ranked 152nd. So we moved up, at least point that out. But University of Oregon is at 17th. Their 2024 ranking was 98th. So not only are we not necessarily in the, not only are we moving up past 18, we're 50 schools behind the next competition in the Big Ten. Now Oregon did drop a little bit this year to 109th. So I suppose we're, again, moving up on them, but still, what is that, 43 schools behind them?
Okay. Do you happen to have the academic All-Americans list up there? So Nebraska blows away every university in America when it comes to all-time academic All-Americans. And this includes schools like MIT, Notre Dame, Northwestern. All right. And I know, Jake, let me know when you've got that list up there. He's working on getting that list. All right. The weather is rolling in. Baseball games are getting moved up. That's why this show has really kind of turned into a 10-minute segment, but that's all right. It's going to be a loaded 10-minute segment. All right. Let me know when you've got that.
So I do have it, and I was surprised to see that Nebraska no longer looks like they're on top. Looks like Stanford has 372.
Oh, we had such a big lead because I haven't looked in about 4 years because we were so freaking far ahead.
Well, we still are far ahead above everybody else. Nebraska's at 362. Stanford's at 375. Notre Dame would be the next at 278.
So we still got a huge lead, almost 100. How did Stanford catch us? We were blowing everyone away. That's crazy.
I don't know.
But here's what I'll tell you. I don't know exactly how or what they factor into all this. I guarantee it's the AAU status that we don't have. We're the only academic program in the Big Ten that doesn't have it, okay? But I think that they would also factor in academic All-Americans, where we were number one for decades by far. Now we're number two, barely edged out by Stanford. I mean, the programs that surround us are like Stanford, MIT, Notre Dame, these types of highly prestigious academic institutions, and we're ahead of most of them, all of them, except for one. So I don't know. I just thought that was kind of interesting. And you go to Nebraska softball. Nebraska softball, just amazing. They have 100 doubles on the season, 106 home runs. The Huskers are the 11th team in history with 100 doubles and 100-plus homers on the season. Okay. Now, the previous home run record for a single player at Nebraska was 22, set by Ali Viola in 1998. Jordy Ball broke that yesterday. A 27-year-old record. She now has 23 home runs on the season. Going to have an opportunity to do more, hit the 25-25 club. She already has 25 wins as a pitcher. Hit two more home runs, you know, because it's that easy. She makes it look easy. It's insane. She'll be in the only player in the history of college softball to have 25 wins as a pitcher, 25 home runs. She's already scored a school record 69 runs, breaking the previous school record of 66 runs. Ava Kuzak has a 14-game hit streak. She's been a gigantic addition from the transfer portal. Technically, our two best hitters are from the transfer portal. Jordy Ball from Oklahoma, Ava Kuzak from Wisconsin. So the transfer portal has been very, very kind to Nebraska softball. All right, over the weekend, dominant performances. Won their three games, all three of them via run rule. 32-4 were the combined scores. They beat Southeastern Louisiana twice. Never played LSU, who lost to Southeastern Louisiana twice. Southeastern Louisiana then lost to Nebraska twice. UConn lost to Nebraska and to LSU. All right, Nebraska emerges. They're going to the Super Regionals. And they're going to take on Tennessee and Knoxville, a team they already beat 7-1 earlier this year, the first game of the season. Tennessee was number 6 at the time. Nebraska, I believe, was either 20 or 19 in the country at the time. So this is going to be a fun. It's a great pitching matchup. Tennessee is obviously a very, very good team in their own right. They're going to have the home field advantage. So we will see what happens there. All right, in the Baton Rouge Regional, putting a button on that, Jordy Ball went 5-for-5 with 4 home runs, 7 walks, 8 runs, and 7 RBIs at the plate.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you. With 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary. Based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Hey there, are you sitting down? Good, because Wayfair's end of season sale is here, and you can shop it from your couch. It's Wayfair's Labor Day clearance, and it's on now. Right now, you can score up to 70% off everything home at Wayfair, like up to 50% off outdoor furniture and decor, and up to 70% off area rugs, plus amazing doorbuster deals. And 24-hour surprise flash deals on Wayfair home finds in every style. And get it all with fast shipping on everything right to your door. From furniture to faucets, this is your last chance of the season to score huge deals at Wayfair. Don't let the final days of summer pass you by without shopping these end-of-season savings. So don't wait. Like summer, these savings won't last. Head to Wayfair.com today to score up to 70% off everything home. Celebrate your holiday weekend with can't-miss savings before they run out. Shop Wayfair's Labor Day clearance now through September 2nd at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Winning 2 games won 2 games as a pitcher as well. Allowed just 1 run and 2 hits in 12 innings with 16 strikeouts. I believe she only walked 1 batter. I'd have to double-check that. But you want your strikeout to walk ratio to be 2 strikeouts for every 1 walk, kind of like 2 INTs. I'm sorry, not 2 INTs, but 2 touchdowns to every 1 INT you throw as a quarterback. If she did only walk 1 hitter, it's a 16-1 strikeout to walk ratio. That's insanity and such a positive level. Nebraska has 26 run rule wins on the season, which is the most in history as well. So let's get back. All right, Nebraska softball is going to take on Tennessee. Record-setting season on multiple levels, from amount of times they run ruled an opponent to amount of home runs they've hit to attendance records, multiple times they've broken it. Pretty cool season. Going to keep an eye on them, obviously, as they go to the Super Regional, head to Knoxville, take on Tennessee. Jake, any other thoughts on the academic thing? Because I don't think Nebraska's in danger of being kicked out of the Big Ten, but part of this conference realignment down the road is not just adding schools, but eventually they might look around and say, hey, you're taking an equal 1/18 of the pie, but you're not bringing in an equal 1/18 of the pie. And those schools that may be in jeopardy, maybe schools like Purdue and Northwestern and schools of that nature. Nebraska does not fall into that mode. But depending on how much they want to factor in academics, is this something that could affect Nebraska, the university, the football program, obviously all sports teams? Because I've heard people over the years kind of be like, oh, the AAU status is a big deal. Could that cause a problem for us? It's never really caught much of a firestorm. I don't think we're going anywhere, especially if we start winning some football games. Women's sports is doing great. Two straight NCAA tournament appearances for the women's program. The softball program's doing good again. May make the Women's College World Series. Obviously, volleyball is going to volleyball. The men are doing some good things from wrestling. Football's getting better. Who knows what baseball will do in the Big Ten tournament. Do you think there's any reasonable reason? The strain.
The strain.
Didn't he say reasonable reason in that very same, sentence? Yeah. I'm pretty sure he did. Okay, if you know what I'm talking about, you know what I'm talking about. If you don't, much love, Mr. Bob Diaco. All right. Any reasonable reason for Husker fans to be concerned about not being in the Big Ten via something that's not our choice in the future? I don't think there is. I've just heard it thrown out there over the years sporadically. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's something to maybe keep an eye on. Out, you know, obviously competitively, you'd like to be there. Nebraska's always going to want to move up as much as they can in that department. But, you know, as we see, all this conference realignment, all this change in all of our sports is due to football. And I would assume the same thing is moving forward. Football is going to be the reason why we make kind of football decisions more so than what the university is doing. But just to give you kind of an idea about maybe why or where Nebraska is kind of trailing in some of these things, some of the top schools in the Big Ten, of course, are phenomenal. Northwestern, number 6 ranked college in the country, number 1 in the Big Ten. UCLA, number 15 overall, number 2 in the Big Ten. And Michigan, number 21 overall and number 3 in the Big Ten. Just to show you the top three, though. So Nebraska has an acceptance rate of 77%. That's not the highest on this list. Michigan State has 85%, so there's some other higher acceptance rates. University of Michigan has an acceptance rate of 18%. Again, they're number 3. University of UCLA has an acceptance rate of 9%, and Northwestern has an acceptance rate of 7%. So they're just tough schools to get into, you know, compared to the close to 80% acceptance rate of Nebraska.
I will say this, and obviously this was a while ago, back to 2000, when I was a sophomore in high school. I was going to graduate 2002. I had to like specifically take extra science and extra math classes to be able to get into Nebraska one day that I didn't have to do at other schools, like Algebra 2. And I had to take biology and chemistry, but then I also, in addition, had to take physics at that point in time. I don't know what's different now. I obviously haven't been a collegiate student for a while, and I don't have any kids in college just yet. I got about 3-4 years, but I don't know. That's interesting. I wonder what's changed. I wonder what's different. Real quick, some folks don't like the format of the Big Ten baseball tournament. I don't know enough to speak on it. Do you happen to know why people like the SEC format for their tournament better than the Big Ten tournament at all?
I'd have to look at the SEC format. It's just not, it's not straight up. So, you know, you kind of get grouped in with Oregon and Michigan State here. Nebraska's the 8 seed, the 1 seed Michigan, the 12 seed Michigan State. And so you kind of got to win that group. I kind of like it. You know, it's a little bit tough to follow if you're kind of looking at a tournament, you know, bracket traditionally, but it's kind of fun to kind of be putting your own pair, your own regional, if you will, of the Big Ten.
Yeah, like you've got Pool A, Pool B, whatever. We're going to play Michigan State. Like you said, we're the 8th seed. They're the 12th seed on Tuesday. Then I believe we play number 1 Oregon on Friday. Is that correct?
Yeah.
All right, so we'll see how it unfolds. We'll see how it goes. It took me 5 times as long to drive in and drive out as it did to do the show today. That's all right, ladies and gentlemen. Until next time, go Big Red. And always remember to throw the bug.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only.
Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.